Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
There's that really perfect moment on Christmas Day when you've had the family get together, opened all the presents, eaten too much turkey, pulled all the crackers, and stuffed yourself with plum pudding, Christmas cake, and delicious mince pies. When you finally collapse onto the sofa and cozy up in front of the box with a selection of favourite films, soaps, and dramas. Ah, bliss.
Explanation.
Over here, show it over here.
Come on, Charlie. Hold on to that ticket. Run for it, Charlie. Run straight home and don't stop till you get there.
E.T. Phone home.
My God, he's talking.
Oh.
E.T. Phone home?
E.T. Phone home.
Clarence! Get me back! Get me back! I don't care what happens to me! Get me back to my wife and kids! Help me, Clarence, please! Please! I want to live again! I want to live again! I want to live again! Please, God, let me live again!
Yes, I'm ready now. Then close your eyes. And tap your heels together three times. And think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
With songs they have sung for a thousand years. The hills fill my heart with the sound of music. My heart wants to sing every song it hears.
Ah, oh, lovely. Just a flavour of those classic Christmas movies. It's a wonderful time for nostalgia, but also for hotly anticipated new shows and recent releases. So what's in store for us this Christmas? For those who plan to venture outside, are they going to go to the cinema? We have Michael Doherty here, movies editor with the RT Guide, and he's going to tell us as much as he can. He can't tell us everything. Michael, by the way,
yes,
I'm a bit disappointed.
Right.
You're going for Pat's song, are you?
Absolutely.
It's feeling a lot like Christmas.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I wasn't a big fan of the Wham song. Because to me, if you listen to it, apart from the title, Last Christmas, there's nothing really
festive.
I gave
you my heart the very next day you gave it away.
But that song could be called Last Tuesday.
I gave you my heart.
Last Bar Mitzvah.
You're ruining it
last
for me.
Last Yom Kippur. It's not really a Christmas song. It's a song that they wrote and then decided, some marketing guy said,
Throw a few snowballs
into the video, add the word Christmas to the title, and hey, we'll have a hit on their hands, which they did.
I know, but it's so evocative. Anyway, okay, so you're I don't like the way this is going so far.
Johnny and Bing and the Rat Pack guys, that does it for me every time.
Just to remind everybody, if you want Pat's Christmas song, text Pat 51551. It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas. Or if you have better taste, Wham, if you want my song, it's Brenda to 51551. Text Brenda to 51551 if you want Wham. We're talking Christmas movies on the telly, in the cinema. People might think it's a bit early, but you know what? What the hell? Michael Doherty, what is your favourite Christmas movie of all time, first of all?
Well, I suppose I have two, one of which we actually heard in that lovely clip, which is really nostalgic. I was getting very evocative. And
yeah,
I need a mince pie
clip.
Now. It's a Wonderful Life. I mean, that's just a marvellous film. George Bailey, Lassoing the Moon, Donna Reed, James Stewart. Fantastic. What a great movie.
I presume we're going to see it. Has it been on already?
No, not on the right. It is. Actually, that will be on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
That's already penciled in. That's almost like penciling in gold.
Where?
That's on. That will be on RTÉ1 on Christmas morning.
Okay, so it'll definitely.
It's one of the very few things we can actually say because it's all, as you know, it's all higgly piggly at the moment because we should know Thursday, Friday, but some things are coming across because they will change depending on what other channels are showing. And it's this is when the real fun and games begins.
I'm afraid people are saying, hold back on Christmas stuff for at least another week. And shame on you, said Bridie and Tralee. There should be no talk of Christmas till the 8th. Shame on you.
Okay,
sorry,
bye.
Bridie, it's the 1st. Come on, give me a break. I'm here in the sea. Derek probably won't let me talk about it till the 8th, but I'm going for it today.
At least it's December.
What is the problem with telling us what Christmas movies are on across the stations now?
No, because the stations themselves couldn't tell you when they're going on because they're all waiting to hear. Because what happens is if BBC is showing, you know, Strictly Come
Frozen
Dancing special,
or something.
Yeah, aren't they showing a big movie? They don't want to put it up against ITV's big movie, and ITV don't want to put it up against EastEnders special, who are afraid of putting it up against Downton Abbey. So all of this is going on in the background. It's a bit like that Wham video where they're all snowing snowballs. That's what the controllers are doing. So we know, we have some idea of some of the movies that are being mentioned, but as to what will be the one on Christmas evening, that's the, even now, that's a big deal.
So we don't know what is the one on RTÉ1, on BBC,
absolutely not, no,
on ETV.
Literally, they'll be coming through on I'll be finding it on Thursday. I'm in the middle of that big, the monster guide at the moment, and which is out next Monday, and we'll know on Monday. But at the moment, genuinely, I wouldn't say they even know what they're going with.
I was thinking about the Christmas movie, whatever they put on, it might have been big in the cinema this year. People might have seen it already. But that doesn't seem to matter on Christmas Eve. There's kind of a family psychology thing around
there
it.
There is.
What would you describe it as, Michael?
No, it is a psychology. It's the idea that, I mean, a lot of these movies people have on their DVD shelves. And you can watch it whenever you want, but you'd be watching it on your own, in your room or wherever, or when people are out. This is a chance to actually watch these movies together as a group, as a family, as a couple. And it's sort of, sometimes you might put on what you consider a cheesy movie. I'll put it on when she's gone out, or she'll say, I'll put it on when he's gone out. Whereas at Christmas, it's like, it's fair enough, listen, come in, fire on, let's have a couple of drinks, let's have some sweets, and let's sit together and watch this movie. And there's something about that commonality, because that's, if you remember, that's what movies are about. The movie going experience is supposed to be about a group experience. It's not supposed to be you looking at your computer screen or your tablet. It's supposed to be a group of people enjoying it together, and that's what Christmas movies are all about.
But presumably the English channels don't care what RTÉ does or TV3 does or TG Cahir.
No, but see, a lot of the ones, like say TV3 will have some stuff that's on ITV because that's all linked, you know. So, and BBC One then, because it's BBC One Northern Ireland, they're talking about this territory. So it actually does it all. It's all intermingled.
And Alan says, surely people have better things to do on Christmas morning than watch TV. Maybe not, Alan. What do you think, Michael?
Well, it's, given that It's a Wonderful Life is on Christmas morning, I can't think of anything better to be doing than watching Christmas TV on it. Yeah. When you come back from Mass and all of that and all your services.
Yeah, I remember, was it about 2 years ago? I really wanted to see Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory over the Christmas period. And I searched all the channels. And I think TG Cahir would the only one showing it. So the really popular classic Christmas movies, they're getting shoved very much to the
very
background.
Much so. Yeah, you actually have to find it. In fact, TG Cahir are actually very good at that. They're very good at delivering the old classics. I mean, there's, like you mentioned, you asked me at the start, what are my favourite? I said there were two. The second one is a movie called The Shop Around the Corner from 1940, Ernest Lubitsch. Wonderful movie with Jimmy Stewart and Margaret Sullivan. It was Hollywood eyes later on as You've Got Mail.
Yeah.
You know, moving swiftly on from that. It's a wonderful, charming, oldie-worldy movie about this couple who work in this in an old shop in Hungary, and it's snow and cobbles, and it's just fabulous. It's hardly ever on, but that's the sort of thing when you're.
Is it on this year?
It's not on this year, but it's the sort of thing that. Well, actually, I don't know yet.
Yeah.
I'll be checking on Thursday.
Right.
I'm going through with my highlighter looking for that. If it is, it'll be highlighted and it'll be big. But that's the sort of program or movie that would pop up on TG Cahir because actually they'd value it.
Now, when you think of the Christmas movie or movies on over the Christmas period, because sometimes Christmas Day is a bit hectic and all that. I like to have a pyjama day about the 27th, 28th and throw on a couple like The Sound of Music and inflict it upon everybody, etc. But with the advent of, say, Netflix and, you know, Sky On Demand, Has that gone out the window, so to speak? You know, that people can just get what they want any time and you lose that, I suppose, the specialness of it.
Yeah, it hasn't really, because for one thing, a lot of people now, I mean, the habit of watching TV is you're watching it, people are tweeting at the same time and people are on
Hands
Facebook.
Hands up, I do it all the time.
That's the way,
Brenda Donoghue, that's, yeah, do that, follow.
That's the way we watch TV now. That's the way we process TV now. So if you think about it, when you're watching, if you're watching your favourite movie and you're there in your onesie and your hot chocolate, you will be tweeting your mates saying, are you enjoying this? Which you can't do if it's a box set or if it's, you know, if it's on demand. If it's actually on primetime TV, you will go, are you watching this? Turn off that rubbish. Tune into this channel and sit back and watch it. And that's the whole reason. That's what the part of the group experience.
Now, I told you I was right. I was right. I know everything. Film 4 showed It's a Wonderful Life already last Sunday. There you go. Also, Lifford Strabane Cinemaplex is showing it at 8 o'clock next Monday, the 8th of December. And I'm going, can't wait. It's my favourite film, says Anne-Marie Foy. Well, enjoy it, Anne-Marie. It is a wonderful film. Well,
especially on the big screen, because I've seen a few people. I saw it last year on the big screen in Dunleary, and it's just superb. I mean, especially when you're used to seeing it on a smaller screen.
I was looking at the Late Late Toy Show, along with whatever, 1.5 million plus people. And the opening scene from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was great. Well done, Ryan. Hooray. But I was thinking, I must get that movie out and show the kids again. And especially Harvey, he's 5. Mm. And he'd never have seen it. Yeah. But, you know, obviously he loved the car and the songs and all of that. I wonder, will the Late Late Toy Show have any effect on that movie? Will it bring more people back to it?
I think it will, because there's such wonderful songs, and it was a fantastic, everyone loved the Late Late Show and everybody watched it. Another example, that people are sitting there with their tablets and their tweets. So I think it would actually, because people will go, I must go and see that movie again. And that will be on, that is on over Christmas.
And do we know when it's on?
No, we don't know when, but we know it's on, but don't know when.
What's the Michael, you're meant to be a fountain of knowledge.
I will be a fountain of knowledge when it's provided.
Right, okay. Now, you were at...
What I don't have is a crystal ball, Ben.
Do you not? Okay. Well, actually, somebody just texted and said, no, George Michael wrote that for Christmas. So you're wrong. He put in bells so it couldn't be played at any time. That's last Christmas, said somebody who's a George Michael fan.
That's Andrew Ridgely.
No, it's Cheryl. She got in touch with us via Twitter. So we put bells in so it couldn't be played at any other time. Thank you, Cheryl. You never know. Vote for me, Brenda 51551. If you have to vote for Pat's, it's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas. That's Pat to 51551.
Are any Johnny Mathis fans emailing now too?
Not yet, no. Well, they're not putting them into me. They might be. Now, I wanted to talk to you about the movie Paddington. Mm-hmm. You were at the screening, the premiere last week. I was surprised to hear that it got a general release in Ireland. Is that right? But it was PG.
It was PG in the UK.
Can you explain the difference for people?
Well, PG is obviously parental guidance.
Yeah.
And it's encouraging parents to sort of, you know, it's sending a little warning bell to parents that maybe my younger kids mightn't want to go and see this. They could be alarmed, or there could be some reason why they shouldn't go and see it. Mm. And that's just crazy. I mean, it really is ridiculous.
Yeah,
having seen it, I saw it with, you know, there must have been hundreds of kids who all just loved it. But the big thing was for me, I just checked and just to see why was it bad? Why was it PG?
Why would it get
and
a PG?
There were two reasons it gave. It gave it a PG cert because of one, for mild bad language. That was a quote. And the second one was for mild sexual innuendo. So I knew this in advance of going to the premiere. So I said, right, let's sit back and see what this mild bad language could be. And I thought it might be the odd bloody or something, or what, feck or whatever, like a real Father Ted type thing. And not a thing, except at the very, very end, at one point, Julie Walters says to Nicole Kidman, and cover your ears if you're very sensitive, Brenda. Yeah. She goes,
not, go on.
She goes, stick it up your pie hole.
And that's it.
And that was it. Okay. That was the only sort of example of any sort of expletive that was deleted, that was expressed in that whole movie. And as for the mild sexual innuendo, at one point, Hugh Bonneville, who's playing the father of the family who take in Paddington, he has to disguise himself in a frock coat for reasons that are too convoluted to explain here. And so he puts on the frock coat, he goes into a library, and the security guy sort of winks at him and sort of nudge, because he looks quite ridiculous, but he's trying to dress up as a woman. And
that's it.
That's it. And there was kids there, and they didn't care what the reference was. It was meant nothing to them. It was just a funny man in a house coat. So I can understand why.
The original author, Michael Bond.
Michael Bond,
He was really annoyed that they put it in PG.
See, But you can see why, because I think he felt as well, because normally for PG, especially for a beloved character like a Paddington, you would feel, God, if it's gone PG, it must be like the later Harry Potters, which were quite, some of them were a little bit violent and there was a lot of flashing images and a little bit of violence going on there. So you could sort of understand why there was a little mention to the kids. And as a result, those movies don't do as well, because obviously in general movies bring everybody in and you want the pester power. You want the kids going, Mammy, I want to go and see Paddington. Yeah. Whereas if Mammy's saying, well, actually, it's PG, so I'll bring it to something else instead. So not good. But I can tell you, having seen it, there's nothing in it. And it's good fun.
Did you enjoy it?
I really did enjoy it. I was wary because I love the original Paddington. Mm. I mean, it wasn't a cartoon. It was like a stop motion with a little bear. And I loved the fact that it was an actual physical bear. And I was thinking, this is all going to be CGI. And sometimes the CGI can be a bit cold. But actually, no, it worked very well. And they incorporated the CGI with the real-life characters. You know, good script. The guy who directed it was a Paddington fan. So he kept in all the stuff about marmalade and about, you know, it's a really sweet movie.
Sorry, I just got another text about last Christmas. Oh, good, don't mind, Michael?
No, bring them on.
And this one says, sorry, Cheryl, that's referring to our last tweeter. And she says, but you're wrong. The original song was called Last Summer. No. And management insisted on changing it for decades of royalties that they would get.
Yeah.
So it was called Last Summer. Is that right?
That's what I told you.
Anyway, Brendan 51551 for Last Christmas.
But the Johnny Mathis song never changes titles, so keep voting for that.
What else is on? If we can get our backsides off the couch, what else is on?
On
the big screen.
Well, the big one will be, I mean, for kids-wise, you have a Disney, you have sort of a Tinkerbell. There's always a Disney Tinkerbell which will be on. You'll have the Penguins of Madagascar is coming out, which is interesting because Madagascar was a very big movie, but the Penguins stole it. In the same way with the Despicable Me, the Minions stole it. So the Minions now will have their own movie coming out next year. So everybody loves the Penguins. So that'll be coming out. But there is one big movie for this month that is going to take on all the box office. And most other companies are avoiding it. There's normally like a big clash. Let's put big movies out for Christmas. Nobody is going near The Hobbit. The Hobbit is the final part of The Hobbit, the trilogy.
How long is it? Is it about 2-3 hours?
It's about 3 hours.
Yeah.
And the last hour of which is the big action scene. It's called the Battle of the Five Armies. And people who know The Hobbit will know they've been waiting for this all along, waiting for 3 years. And I got to speak to the guys, all the guys last week about it. And they're saying, you've never seen anything like this. I'm actually not a big Hobbit fan or Lord of the Rings fan, but I believe this is the one to end all, the movie to end all. Rings.
It is going to
one
end
movie
all
to end
rings.
Them all. Yeah.
Yeah. Brendan Michael, The Shop Around the Corner is actually on in the IFC on the 19th, or the IFI on the 19th of December.
Lovely. I will be there.
You'd definitely be there in the front row.
Yeah.
Okay. Favourite special that's going to come up. We're going to have, isn't George Clooney in Downton?
Yeah, that's part of that Tex Santa thing. He's not actually in the Downton Christmas special.
Is he
special.
Not in the Downton?
No, it's a sketch he's done. He's done a sketch for charity. It'll be part of that Tex Santa.
Because I had this image of him coming
suddenly
in
appearing.
The suit and Lady Mary falling for him. I just thought it's perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect actually. Yeah. No, it's not. No, it's part of he won't be in the actual Downton Christmas special. He'll be in this special charity sketch, but he will be appearing in the Abbey with all the cast.
And what about Fair City? Will they have drama at Christmas Day?
Oh, there's always drama in Fair City on Christmas Day.
Yeah, well, there will be a battle of the soaps as well.
Yeah, for of kind course. Of, yeah, because yeah, you'll have the big double soap.
And we'll have Rory Cowan coming in during the week and he can tell us about the Brendan O'Carroll Christmas specials, which I presume will be going out a little bit later.
Yeah, there's two Mrs. Brown's boys. One around Christmas and one around the New Year. And that was the biggest hit of last year was Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Yeah.
So that'll probably be right up there. And then Strictly will be huge. Strictly Come Dancing, the Christmas special is always big.
It's always big. So lots to look forward to. And you'll be able to come in from next Thursday on and tell us the exact times.
A date and time and biblical. And you can, you know, it'll all be there.
Will I get Willy Wonka?
Yes, you will get Willy Wonka. Yeah.
Okay. Will I get The Wizard of Oz?
I think so. I haven't seen
Sound of Music.
Sound of Music is definitely
on. Bang Bang.
Of course.
Yeah. All right, Michael, it's so good of you to come in.
No,
I really appreciate that. Michael Doherty, movies editor with the RT Guide. Go and cast your vote for me. Go on. Please.
I'm going for Johnny Mathis.